Thank you again.
He makes a suggestion that we should do two things. One, to ask questions about Mayapur as a significant holy place, not only for the devotees, but for the people, karmis, who have never even heard of Mayapur. Then the second aspect of the question will be the practical side of it, like feeding the people here, like feeding people up here, actually doing, like building these houses, feeding the people in the neighboring towns, and teaching them English, or teaching them how to cultivate the land.
You take answers one after another, not put all the questions. Our idea is that we have got this body and there are some bodily necessities. That is a prime necessity. So we do not neglect these necessities of the body. But our culture is spiritual culture. Generally, people being disturbed by the bodily necessities, they do not inquire about the spiritual identity. Actually, this is the distinction between human life and animal life. Our real purpose of this mission is to educate people about his spiritual identity. All people, they are misguided by the idea. That he is his body. Everyone, all over there. Especially in the Western countries. Because rascal fools, they have no knowledge. Just like cats and dogs. Animals. Do you admit this? Everyone is thinking that I am this body. That is rascality. They have not even this primary knowledge of spiritual identity. That he is not this body. Although he has got very practical experience that a child is getting another body as a boy, the boy is getting another body as a young man. Suppose I know I had a body of a child. I still remember when I was a child, 6 months old. I remember how I was lying down on the lap of my eldest sister. She was knitting and I was seeing very vividly, I remember. Now, where is that body? Tell me, where is that body? Now, sometimes I think that I was jumping as a boy, and now I have to take this kick. So when is that my jumping body? Tell me. that body is no longer existing. Is it not a fact?
Change.
The body has changed. But I remember that I had such a body. The prana depends on the body. I wish to possess again that body, to jump, but I cannot. This is the condition of my life. By nature's law, I am getting one body and I am changing to another body. This is the end. So as in this life, I have got this experience that I have changed my body. Similarly, the greatest authority Krishna said that when this body will be finished, he will get another body. Very simple thing. But these rascals do not understand. All these rascals, they do not understand. There is practical experience and there is authoritative statement. And still, they do not know. And still, they are big professors, big learned scholars, doctors, scientists, philosophers. What is it? That means everyone is in ignorance. And they are passing on as doctors, philosophers, scientists. This is the condition of the present civilization. Fools and rascals are passing on as doctors, philosophy, doctors. First of all, you have to judge this.
There are many gurus and many people go there because it has become popular. So what do they say?
I do not bring in any guru. We are talking between ourselves. Don't bring any guru. Just talk as common man. Whether you agree to this point. There is no question of guru. It is a question of common sense.
Kind of part of the
very simple thing, that I am changing my body. Similarly, I will change this body. This should be understood by my present circumstances of life, and it is confirmed by the greatest authority, Krishna. Knowledge by authority, and knowledge by experience. Both things are there. And still these aspects do not understand. Knowledge is gathered by experience. And knowledge is gathered from the authority. Just like I asked my father, what is this? Father said, this is bell. That this is knowledge. I get it from my father. And by experience, when I push it, it is beginning to understand this is bell. The two sources of knowledge, by practical experience and by authority. Yes, but I have two. I have to take knowledge from my mother, from my father. That is the beginning of knowledge. Intelligent boy asks, father, what is this? And father explains. Mother gives him knowledge. Here is a father. So it is from authority. Otherwise, how can experience who is your father? How do you get Can you experiment with your father?
Yes, I asked my father.
That is opposite. That is not experiment. That is opposite. Therefore, knowledge is authority and knowledge is experience. So, I have changed my body by experience. I was child, I was born, I was young man, I was middle-aged, now I am old man. This is experience. And the authority says, as you have changed this body, similarly you change this body and get another body. This is authority. So where is the lack of knowledge? The knowledge is already there in two ways. By experience and by authority.
What makes that I must
get a special
person?
What is that?
What is
the
question?
Question, sorry? First of all, you have to understand that there are many sources of knowledge. But the summary is that knowledge gathered by experience and knowledge gathered by through authority. So both knowledge is helping about the strength of body. So how can you deny it? And still, if you remain ignorant, then you are finished. How we can say there is no life after death? I am giving you evidence by experience and by authority. So mostly, perhaps you have got experience of it, especially in the Western country. Here, if you ask ordinary cultivator, he will, yes, there is life. That's your offer. Yes, in my past life I did something wrong, therefore I'm suffering. And if I do wrong, I'm suffering in my next life. We get this knowledge in from the cultivator. This is India. Yes. Anyone is born in India, he has got immediately this knowledge. Immediately knowledge there is God. That is the advantage of taking birth in India. But it will take for hundreds of years to understand. You understand it by the birth. You have seen so many thousands of people can. So, apart from this, the whole world, they do not believe that there is soul, and after annihilation of this body, he shall get another body, another chapter of life. They do not believe.
Why do the philosophers not study in India?
Hmm? Again the same thing, because they are rascals. Because they are rascals. They are speculating. They do not understand how knowledge is gathered. This is our charge. You repute it.
But in order to get to know here, they are taking part again and again. They are taking the part again and again. Why they are committing again and again? And which mode of nature?
Because they do not know how to stop this process. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. we can stop this. But the again master did not take the method. Krishna said that if you simply try to understand me, Janma, why I left here, and why I come here and work, karma, they are divine. The divine nature of Krishna's appearance, disappearance, and activities, if one can understand, then immediately he becomes free from this process, tapta deham punarjanmana. But the response will not be there. They will misunderstand Krishna. They will misdescribe Krishna. They think Krishna is ordinary man. Gandhi will say that I don't think there is any person living as Krishna. And he is Mahatma. This thing can be done. Mahatma is proving himself as a greatest rascal. This is your Mahatma, not to speak of the Duratma. So you are being guided by this.
A lot of people, and before I come to your temple in Toronto, in our family, nobody is eating meat. I found this point. And I was misguided by the different philosophy. So, a lot of misguiding and.
That is my last failure. Why I shall misguide it? I must know he is the right person.
I found from a lot of people in India and England, they have all these crimes, their own adjusted, their own.
I have to gather knowledge from my superior. Tomara kya karna? Bolo. You came last night?
Last year.
What is that?
Close to
some 9 o'clock. Yes, what do you want to say?
I like to thank you.
That's all right, you are welcome. To stay here with the devotees. So, you are staying here now? Yes, sir. My calendar, that's good. That's all.
Yeah.
I'll honor the Lord that staying with him, sir. So go to my class. What am I like? That's all.
Yes. Therefore, does it mean that the solution has to come from India?
Yes. Solution has to come from Krishna. The book is there, solution. Bhagavad Gita. If you take it and practice it, the solution of all problems. So, you take any problem and find out the solution from Bhagavad Gita.
He says in the beginning it appears a little difficult to give up everything, but day by day.
Why is the question of everything? Giving up. It is to understand. That's all understand. You're what you are. First of all, you have to understand that you are not this body. You are something beyond this body. Hmm?
He says we do not require as much as we like to believe we should. We do not require the things that we believe we require.
What is the meaning of this?
It means apartment, furniture, money, family, and so many things. He says, he means that we don't require all these things.
I don't say that. I've never said that. But only for furniture, an apartment, if you forget yourself and act in such a way, then next night you become a dog, lie on the street, then what is the use of your furniture? You are getting next life. First of all, you understand that. That this is not the end of my life. I am eternal. I am changing my body. So, it is described as dress. Now, we may be dressed like a royal king. And next dress may be different. Maybe, but it must be. And not the examples of the dresses. So many living entities. So you must be a forecast. So what kind of dress I am going to have next? When is the time? Where is the school, college? If you remain only confident that I go on with this dress perpetually, that is not the fact. You will have to change your dress. But we have no knowledge that what kind of dress I am going to have. It is a fact, I have already changed dress. I had a child's dress, I had a boy's dress, I had a young man's dress, now I've got old man's dress. Now Krishna says that this also you have to change. So why am I not inquiring what kind of dress I am going to have? And how I am changing this dress? So young man doesn't want to become old man. That's a fact. But if a young man says, I don't want old man's dress, will it be accepted? Nature will say, no, you must accept. Where is the remedy for this? Why these rascals do not understand that I am fully under the control of nature's law? And I am declaring free, I am becoming philosopher. He is fully under the control of nature's law. We have read Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Pavita Kriyamana Ami, Gunayitaramana Sabha. We are fully under the control of the laws of nature, and still we are thinking as independent. There is no superior controller. Where is the nonsense? What is the answer? Is it not foolish? You appreciate that you are under the control of material nature, and still you are thinking independent. What is it now? I am in the prison house, and the prison superintendent is controlling me fully, and if I say, I don't care for anyone, what is it now? Even in ordinary life, if somebody says, I don't care for government jobs, I can do whatever you like. Is it very good sense? Similarly, you are fully under the control of material nature and you are declaring independence. You should rather consider that why I have been put under the control of material nature. I don't want it. I don't want to be diseased. But why disease is forced upon me? I don't want to become old man. Why it is forced upon me? I don't want to die. Why death is forced upon me? This should be the proper question. But instead of question this, he thinks in our own. How much foolish he is.
They saw the solution for the world is Krishna consciousness.
Yes. Therefore we are pushing on this movement. To make these actions intelligent. Yes. The whole world is full of rascals and we want to make them easy. This is our response. When you call them rascals, they become angry. Rascals, they are rascals. They do not know the problems of life.
Shashi, her next question is that in the last few days, approximately 500 devotees have assembled here from all over the world. She says she knows that this is the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore they have come. She knows that it is a holy place. She wants to know that even before Lord Chaitanya's time, was it also considered to be a holy place?
Yes, it is particularly holy place. But it is known since the birthday of Lord
Chaitanya.
Yes, that's right. The cats and dogs walk. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand that life is beyond this body. But in the human form of life, one can understand. He has got such consciousness. So, by nature's law, by evolution, we come to the human form of body to understand this. And if we do not utilize this knowledge for understanding our real identity, then we remain cats and dogs and we become again cats. By nature's law, I've been given this chance. If I do not utilize it properly, then again I become what I was before.
One has to be sincere to understand this.
But it is not the question of sincerity, it is the question of ignorance. If the father, mother, teacher, government does not know that how the people should be raised, then they remain in ignorance. Just like
a
the child child is ignorant, but it is not giving the education.
Says now in this movement, a new generation is being raised up, the children that we have in our schools and in our movement.
Therefore, we are educating children. Yes, the third generation. Because the so called educational institutions, they produce only fools and dusters.
That you cannot change the society, we want to produce a new society.
No new society. The new status of conscious. We don't want to change anything. We want to change the conscious. Because we are in ignorance.
Because it is a great service for our health, for the world.
Yes.
She says she has noticed here that if a new person comes to Krishna consciousness, he can understand what he can actually do. For example, she was very impressed by the dance troupe last night. Now, the night before, the devotees, she realized that they are dancing. She did not realize before that one can do just about anything for Krishna. And she says this place immediately gives that impression that anyone in any station, he can be engaged.
Yeah. You are very intelligent. We can engage anyone to Krishna consciousness. It does not depend on particular education, status of life. It doesn't. Ahuituki. The exact Sanskrit word is ahuituki aptatisata. Ahuituki means without any cause and without being checked. If anyone wants to be Krishna conscious, there is no impediment in the whole world which can check him.
Yes, he says if a person wants to give the best of himself, it is probably best to give that which he has learned throughout his life, to do it for Krishna.
Yes.
She says now to your books that I can answer this question for her later. She wants to know how many books are already finished and how much is more to come in the future.
There is no limit. But I used to write at least 60 books. You have already finished
four cantos,
and there are 8 cantos more.
Sorry about
for the
Right, so the way we see that the English is from the organization. She says she wants to know if you think it would be worthwhile for her to write a book, something similar to the one that was written in America. It was called The Strange World of the Hare Krishna People. You've heard of it. But she says it's serious, not in the way it was written by her, because she is a journalist, and this is her natural inclination. That she's been here now since the beginning, and she is noting everything. But it's her natural tendency. Whether you think it is worthwhile for her to write a little book for the public?
It is a great service, provided you write nicely the right things.
That's
what the Dean says. Yes. People are in ignorance. 99%.
In ignorance.
Yes. Entire whole world. They are going on, they are fighting on this body concept of life. So, apart from fighting, of course, you cannot stop fighting, but at least a section of man must be in right knowledge. So, what I say, that in the Western country, very high, topmost education is, they also do not believe that there is life after death. Is it not? Am I right or not? So let's see how much ignorance is prevailing. So if you can dissipate this ignorance, darkness. Huh?
But then, he said, yes, if one thinks in this way, then life has no sense. There is no sense. So if one does not believe in the life beyond this life, there is no sense. Therefore, they feel anything can be done in this life, because in the next life there is nothing.
Nothing. That I talk to big professors, they say like this. Here also, the so-called Indian leaders, they are also thinking like this.
She says she has heard that in the universities in America, it is being taught about Krishna consciousness. In some of the universities, Krishna consciousness is being taught.
Yes. Just like Temple University, they have got this lecture of the host. Many universities are studying Krishna, Bhagavatam. They are gradually accepting. At least the professors, teaching staff, they are accepting. They are studying as one side of views, not seriously.
They speculate still.
Yes.
She says, it appears that one has to become again as a child. She says that it appears to understand the teaching, one has to become again as a child.
Yes.
I thought.
If he does not forget, what he has learned, then he believes the Buddha.
She asks whether it will come to a fight with the demons and the devotees like Arjuna, or is this question in the future, she means, or is this question not important?
The fight is already going on.
The competition knows.
He cannot stop fighting.
Sometimes he can't stop him.
Yeah, that is the simplest way. That is the simplest way. If one sincerely chants Hare Krishna, he becomes enlightened.
He says, this is the main thing that Lord Chaitanya has given the people in this age, a simple process to approach
to reach the highest perfection. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special gift.
Question, she asked, what can we do to help the friends of the Vigna, the whole movement to continue to expand?
What help?
What she can do.
Yeah, your this Western country man, they are intelligent, so intelligently enlightened. By intelligent statements make a peaceful revolution.
But
these boys are changing their habits and their ideas. So it's similar, it can be done to this mass of people. Stop that only. Kripana bahudukkhala. Janamaithunadi grihameri suthamni tuchham. Yes, grihastha life is a conscious and for sex life. Otherwise there is no need of grihastha life. But everything can be used to make the best use of a bad bargain. That is another thing. Actually, to become free from all responsibility and anxieties, if one remains a brahmachari, that is very good. That is the recommendation of Shastra. But if you cannot, because the material world is going on under sex impulse, by nature, the sex impulse is there, you will agitate it. But if you can control by becoming a rigid brahmachari, That is better. And it is weaker. Therefore, this concession is given. But what is this concession? The concession is sexless. Janmaitanari grihamiri sukham nitucham. Kandurane nakarayo rivadukha dukham. It is a eating sensation. And after satisfying the eating sensation, there are so many responsibilities. But kripanta neha kripana, those who are kripana, does not know how to utilize this life. So once I am taken to sex life and I am suffering so many after. Of course now to stop this suffering, they have invented this contraceptive method. He knows there is suffering. But they, in order to avoid this suffering, they are taking this contraceptive method. And that is also suffering. That he does not know. Guru Nastya. Contraceptive method means killing the embryo. And that is also another thing. He's taking so much responsibility. So, either you take contraceptive method or do not take contraceptive method. If you do not take, then the child is born. Then you have to take responsibility. Now they are killing the child. In this way, becoming implicated. But if one is trained up to the man, he is brahmachari, there is no trouble. Therefore he said, Sippantani hakkripana bahudukkavaja kandutiva manasita visayata dhīra. I know if I satisfy this eating sensation, I will be put into so much trouble after it. So if one is dhīra, little sober, he'll better suffer this eating sensation than to take the response. This is the suffering illness.
I never seen any such devotees, a true couple. Their marriage means the sex life. Except devotees, which are the concession. I never seen.
Yeah, the whole world is going on. Married life means legalized prostitution. That is the philosophy. So therefore, in the Western world, they do not like to marry. This is also prostitution, that is also prostitution. So, let us go on with our illegal prostitution, or illegal prostitution. This is the philosophy, and that is the power philosophy, is it not?
Yeah.
In Indian, European doesn't matter. The whole human society is that.
His idea is why should we make this sex life so cumbersome by marriage?
Yeah. Why?
The natural thing to have sex.
You are defining your Facebook conditions working.
Why? They are regularly advertising. I have seen in Dallas. Topless, buttonless, like that. Murana, Virana, see, they do not know that behind everything there is a supreme power. He'll punish. Never mind, he'll punish. He'll become dogs. Oh, what is wrong? He says, he became a dog. They think it. What is wrong? He thinks that I'll get good facilities for sex. There's no need of apartment. I saved the rent to become a dog and have sex life on the street. good facility. This is where.
And
is that question? You can answer.
So, in your sense of personal, I mean, I just have these problems. And I recognize that I was just like your other inequalities, but I.